Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the politics around us, in our spiritual search. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I hope to be joined by Ann Ortley and Mark Wolfs as the evening goes by. Transitioning to Buzzsprout Blog Talk, our podcast, and hope to go live with that after Mercury comes out of its shadow in May. Now, we'll put up some notices about that. It'll be on our Facebook page, how to find us. And we hope it to be more efficient and not have the gaps that we've had occasionally with Blog Talk Radio. Mercury is direct at the moment and moving pretty fast. But by mid-March, it enters its shadow and slowly begins to slow down, turning retrograde on April 1st. And then retrograde with some other interesting pieces going on until April 23rd. And then for another 2 weeks after that, coming out of its shadow. So the next few weeks are a really good time for you to get in place all the important changes that you want to get set up and ready to roll for the year ahead. And it's helpful to outline what your work is, but to stay flexible about it. Don't get too attached to the plans, but to get things lined up so that you know what you're doing during the retrograde cycle, that you've got some clear goals, some clear pieces to work through, and then allow that room for the unusual agenda. Usually Mercury retrograde brings its own time frame, and it often has a side agenda or an extra box on the side for you to work through while you're getting ready for the main to move forward. And it often sends us back to the drawing board to check in on work that we've done before and make sure that it's all in a good place. So we'll talk a lot more about that Mercury retrograde as we get farther along. Is that Anne? Do I hear Anne?
You hear Anne, and I turned Mark on too.
Oh, wonderful. We're all, the gang's all here.
The gang's all here. Yay!
Yay, wonderful. And where are you calling in from tonight, Anne?
I am calling in from lovely Boca Ciega Bay in Florida. I went up to New York and had a bunch of tests, and I got normal, everything unremarkable, except I'm a little fat, which we knew, and I'm a little old, so I had some spinal degeneration. And I'm like, you know, if that's the worst, I'm good. So,
good.
Yeah.
That's
and
fabulous.
All my blood tests came back. Yeah, my blood test came back great, and everybody, we're going to live happily ever after. So that's the goal. So
oh, that's
back moving forward again. So and Mark's here too. Mark, you out there?
Mm-hmm. You're hard to hear tonight, maybe. Mark. Can you speak up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's
you're
very
way
no,
soft.
No audio. Yeah, I don't even hear anything. So. Plug that microphone in. Mm-hmm. I do hear him a little bit, very soft.
I can just barely hear you, but you're there. Let's see.
Yeah.
Tonight, Mercury is sextile Uranus. There you are. Wonderful. That's good. So we were just talking, Anne, right before you came on, about Mercury still being clear but entering its shadow soon, and that this time is important to get things as organized as possible or inspired mm-hmm. as possible before we hit our retrograde cycle.
Yeah,
now,
totally.
It's at the moment Mercury is sextile Uranus tonight, and then it conjuncts Neptune on March 8th. And that's going to be an interesting. I'm heading off to Paganicon in a week when the sun conjuncts Neptune, which is the perfect thing to do under Neptunian thing. Go off and do, you know, spiritual woo-woo things and to immerse yourself in imagination and spirituality and connection on those realms. Anything right. that has to do with concrete reality, like getting your taxes together, needs a little extra traction this week.
Not happening.
Not happening. And
not happening easily, maybe is a better way to say it.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's easy to imagine.
You've got to mix it with a lot of dream work. You've got to mix it with dream work. So let yourself daydream, go to the next line in the tax form, daydream again.
I think that's a good way to go. And, you know, we're seeing the Mars is coming to square Uranus on March 9th, and the same day that Mercury enters Aries. So if you've got something you want to deal with in a gentle and peaceful way, the next couple of days are pretty good for it because it gets a little feistier starting on March 9th. Over the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus there's a new moon in Pisces, which is launches eclipse season.
Right.
So after
and
that new
talk
moon,
to us about yeah, that new moon.
So the new moon's at 20 Pisces, which is lovely. We like that 20 Pisces energy. And it's on Sunday. Let me pull it up here. It's on Sunday the 10th at early in the morning, around 5 in the morning in the East Coast. But it is, Mercury's on a world point, and Mars has had his square to Uranus. So there action has happened, right? And but the moon is captured between Neptune and Saturn and is actually kind of on their midpoint. You know, the Saturn-Neptune point is the point of dissolving. It's the weakest midpoint in the body. When planets hit there, things dissolve in structure. So the sun and the new moon is on that midpoint. So we're going to see a lot of things dissolving very easily. They're just going to be kind of like that's dissolved and done. And then we head into those eclipses that are they're big. One of them is at 5 Libra Aries, and then the new moon eclipse on the 8th of April is at 8:19 Aries, but it's visible
Aries.
In the United States. Yeah, it runs across the whole U.S. It's a total eclipse, and it starts in Texas and runs north. So kind of a big deal. And, you know, when we had the last one that ran across the country, that ran across the path of COVID. This one running through Texas, you know, we're seeing all the border walls. But anyway, as the new moon happens, it's all a value statement. It's like, what's the value to you? Because the sun and the moon are also sextile to Uranus, which just got stimulated the day before by Mars. So there's a lot of people really looking at what's of value to them and why it's of value. The other thing is Saturn got as high as 7 last year. This year, right now, he's at 11 on this new moon. Right now, he's at 10. But he's in territory he hasn't been in since 1995. And he's bringing up a lot of old stuff for people. And because he's in a new section of sky until he gets to 12, he's only going to go through this little passage once. So it's a very electrifying energy for all of us to work with in terms of determination. And Mercury, of course, on that new moon is going to be sextile to Pluto. And it's then, you know, the Mercury is in Aries answering to Mars and Aquarius, which is, I'm going to say what I think, whether y'all like it or not. And, you know, Mars and Aquarius on a bad day can be a little bullying. Because it doesn't care what you think. You can't make
right.
one I'm not going to.
It doesn't care what
so,
you feel.
Yeah.
It doesn't care what
you
feel. Yeah.
And so we're going to see a lot of that. Well, I don't really care what you think. I don't care what you feel. And that's always a little bit of a harsh energy on a Pisces moon where the Saturn-Neptune midpoint is active because it's going to be people will do things and you will go, wow, they really don't care. Right. And so I remember one of my friends, he was a submariner guy, and I worked with him when I was a baby, you know, when I was in tech. And he was one of my, we both got hired like the same week. So we were kind of compatriots through the transition. And the time came when he was getting divorced. His wife wanted the divorce, and he was really fighting to stay together for the family and the kids. Really nice man. And his wife said to him, well, the only reason I married you is because my father hated you.
Whoa.
And when she said that to him, he was done.
Yep.
And she married him to get out of the house, right? But my father hated you, so I married you. Right. But that did it for him. He was done. And so this weekend, this new moon has that energy. People saying things or doing things where you look at them and you go, we're done here. And being aware of that is kind of an underlying energy where the structure fails. You know, you thought that's what it was, and you just found out, oh, wow, that's a completely different reality than I was operating under. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing a lot of people feeling so easily overwhelmed. That's one of the things I see about the, you know, Venus and Mars and Aquarius and Mercury, Sun, and Saturn all in Pisces. Neptune, Mercury, Sun, and Saturn in Hygieia. Is the Aquarius that you see everything all at once. You see the big picture. You may not care about what other people feel as much, but you can see the whole mountain range of work that needs to be done, and you might have very strong opinions on what would work or what doesn't. You see a lot. And then the Pisces feels totally overwhelmed by it.
Right.
And so I'm getting, you know, clients that are just feeling overwhelmed by their life with the planets in Pisces, that I'm hoping when Mercury goes into Aries, I'm afraid that will add fuel to the flames for all the conflicts that are going on. And for people that are saying, I'm done, okay, now I'm really done. And not only am I done, I'm my bags are packed and I'm gone. But for those of people that are having a hard time just coping this week, that will support them and help them feel less overwhelmed and more like, you know, I can do this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can do hard things. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Mark, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Yeah, when I look at this new moon chart, the question that comes to mind is, now, do you know what it is to live in an aquarium? It's
mm-hmm.
like you got all this water flowing around you, you got other fish, you got coral, all this stuff, but it's the same. You're not,
mm-hmm.
you're really living in a box. And this energy in this chart is like living in a box because it's all so tight. You have Pluto,
mm-hmm.
one Aquarius, and Uranus at 19 Taurus, and everything else is in between. So remember that Pisces energy and Aquarian energy, it is a lot like living in an aquarium.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And
so hang in
there, people. Water distorts things. You know, when you take pictures underwater and you get them developed, fish look a heck of a lot closer, you know, because of the optical illusion of water, you know.
Interestingly well put.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, and I was talking about that eclipse coming up. We saw the movie Dune this weekend, which is very well made, but it's still missing my favorite parts, so... it's good. But one of the, you know, trailers for the future movies was one called Civil War, about a fight between, an oppressive government in America, and then these Texas Californian rebels that come in, and they're just as bad. And so you've got this big civil war between two really oppressive groups and the people getting caught in between. And I'm seeing that, that eclipse, what we saw, you know, every time there's been an eclipse that's bisected the country, we see the country feeling divided, quite literally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just think, you know, mm-hmm. to be careful not to get caught in that divisive energy, particularly with the sun being as wildly busy as it's been.
And emotional.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Wildly busy and emotional, yeah.
Right. So we ask you to hang in there and hold on. And what else would you like to say you two about how to handle this week the best of ways.
Stay in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in bed.
Uh-huh.
Pisces like their beds, so extra sleep, lots of fluid, minimal drugs and alcohol, although you might be a little tested. I was talking to somebody a few minutes ago, and they were saying, yeah, they made some brownies, and then something happened, and DCS got called on them, and I'm like, because of the brownies, right? And they were like, yeah, I wasn't. So, you know, you want to be conscious of what you're doing emotionally. You know, it's mm-hmm. very, very emotional times, and so these are times because of the emotions. You know, I mean, if I think of my friend Bob and the shock of his wife saying that to him, but it just altered him. He went, I'm done. And it really was at that point, okay, let's figure out how to do this. And I think we want to honor a lot of the stuff's been a little hard about how are we going to do it? You know, what's the plan? You know, I don't know quite how to tackle this, but it's going to be, I just have to tackle it. It's not whether I want to or not, I got to do it. Right. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's the takeaway for this week is you got to do it. So just do it, get it over with. Pull the Band-Aid off kind of thing. Yeah.
And
Mark, what do you have
to say? Expect for things to be a little messy. Don't worry about
yeah.
it. You know, peel the Band-Aid off, and if it isn't healed as much as you thought it was, just put another Band-Aid.
And if you can find a creative use for your imagination, do it. You know, it's a wonderful time to be actively pursuing that spiritual life and calling in all your magical resources. And, you know, to use this energy as best we can in the months ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, coming up this spring, we have the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, and, you know, Saturn begins its approach to Neptune. It's going to be in and out of that orb for a long time. There's a lot happening coming up. So it's a year that's ripe with change. Be involved enough to steer it in a good direction would be at all
yeah.
times. You know, we need to be proactive about our life, not necessarily attached to our plans, but ready to make the best of our situations.
And remember, with this new moon in Pisces, we are arriving at the end of winter. So let it wrap up in a good way. And that is, in a lot of ways, letting the imagination run the show.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the week, you know, not the rest of your life.
That's beautiful. So we've got some callers on the line. Let's take a few and see how far we can get here. Okay?
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. 401 area code 641. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. My name is Terry. I was just enjoying listening into the show. Definitely a very energetic week. I'm open, you know, to any interpretation you have for me if I give you my information.
Okay, go for it. When were you born?
It's August 6th, 1985. 10:32 a.m.
1985, 10:32 a.m. And where?
In Warwick, Rhode Island.
Warwick. Thought I recognized the area code. And I used to live in Providence, oh, so many, many decades ago.
Oh, wow. That's nice. Most people don't know where it is.
And what was your question? Did you have any particular question to work with?
Not really a question. I mean, I recently started a new position, a new job, same position, just in a new place. I'm really enjoying that. Just a lot of new I'm looking forward to, but trying to clear out some of the old, if you know what I mean, whether it's just old associations, clutter in the house, I mean, I know it's that time of year, but I'm feeling
well,
it more.
Well, you've got, you know, what a year of clearing out you've got. I mean, your progressed moon, you're at the last 11 months of a 30-year cycle, and we'll start a whole new one in Virgo in about 11 months and beginning. So there's a lot of review of your whole life and what was important, what you want to keep and what you want to let go. And talk about it. The eclipse was within a degree of her moon in the seventh house.
Yeah.
What would you like to tell her about that?
Well, I think the eclipse is what we want to do is go back and think about what was going on 19 years ago, 2005.
Oh, wow.
And then go back.
Funny you say that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then back to 1986, you were a little schmidger then.
Mm-hmm.
But it initiates a whole new chapter, you know. So to your point, you've got the nodes of faith going through first and seven. They're going to be in that house till the fall. But the eclipse, a dead hit on the moon, is, you know, it's going to activate your Venus in Cancer, who's also getting activated by the earlier eclipse at 4, Libra. So that's, you know, so your Venus issues are up. So you're up for change. Partnerships are up for change. And then the midheaven rule, you know, the moon rules your direction in life and your path. So you're going to get, like, here's an invitation. You want to do it 401? And you're going to say, yeah, give me the 411. You'll be playing Mary Kay Blige. And your energy is like, I'm so ready to go, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of times with Saturn on your south node, the moon forms a hard aspect to that Saturn. But right now you have, with your progressed sun, you have a finger of God by progression with the moon. So it's going to really rocket launch you, I think. You're going to be surprised.
So.
Yeah, with
I'm ready
relationships.
For it.
Yeah, you're really ready for a whole new change. And a lot of times when we're in that balsamic approach to the new moon, we bring in the next chapter of life, even as the old life is kind of dissipating before our eyes. But I think of that eclipse as really powering that moon up, which is a very assertive, good, solid moon, and it answers to the Mars-Venus. I'm also curious what happened last August, around August 12th, because the Venus star point, the Sun-Venus Kazemi, was right on your Mercury. That would have been mid-August of last year. What happened then? Because there's like a tie with that energy and this going forward energy. Because a lot of times your chart with Saturn in the South Node wants a guarantee before it agrees to go forward. And now you're kind of like, I don't need a guarantee. Let's just go do it. Right? So it's very freeing, frankly.
It was ground-shaking what happened back then. I got some money misplaced from me, so through PayPal, like stolen, unfortunately. Yeah, I stayed at an Airbnb right around my birthday. I lived out of state, and yeah. So neither here nor there, but, I mean, I also learned from that, and just, you know, you can't say it won't happen to you. You know, you never know. It's just the Internet and people hack into things, so it's just one of those things that I continuously tried to come back up from since then, and I also separated from someone I had been involved with, so for sure. That was a catalyst to change, absolutely, and I learned to speak very my truth very quickly, and my Mercury was working.
That eclipse on your moon in the seventh house is a real clearing out of people that are not appropriate for where you're going next.
Right.
And you might find that a lot of, you know, friendships, partnerships, old work organizations, it's not like you have to break up with everybody. But the people that were friendly, you also will see that as part of the dark of the moon of your progression, that the people that have been important to you but are not they're not important necessarily to your soul's growth, that like their chapter is done, you'll be happy to see them at the supermarket, but they're not going to come with you into the next chapter of your life. So that there's just a winnowing out of, because there is new growth, new people, new life coming towards you.
That's great. Then I'm glad I haven't really run into them at the supermarket. I just said that the other day. I'm like, you know what? The universe does protect you. Like, you know, because usually I run into them all the time. Thank you both so much.
And Wonderful. So,
Mark, did Mark have any questions? We didn't give him time to say anything. Mark, you got the talky girls again, Mark.
Yeah, I know.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. The notion of changing is really important, and you're going to find it's easy to do. It's a good time. Just let things change.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just step back, take an interest. You don't have to be the driver of the bus. You can be a tourist for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's awesome. Yep.
Yeah, take this year to kind of really take care of yourself and turn your and get ready for the exciting new chapter coming next year.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
You made my night.
Good luck.
Okay.
Take care.
Take care.
And we have a few more minutes, so 858-736, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. Thank you. One thing that's synchronistic is that 19 years ago, my wife and I, my wife was in labor to have our son, who was born on January 5th at 7:14 a.m. However, for me, and the question I have is that I'm moving into my 3.0. And what do I
When were you born? Give us your... Yep.
January 10th, 1963, Royal Oak, Michigan, 9:03 p.m.
1963.
January 10th, 1963, Royal Oak, Michigan, 9:03 p.m.
And what is your question?
I'm moving into my 3.0. I'm building my launch pad.
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to do? Empty nets, et cetera.
Yeah. And, well, it's going to be a year for you. You know, and what would you say about Pluto going back and forth on the nodes and coming to oppose the moon this year?
Well, I don't think it gets to the moon. I have the moon as 3 of Leo,
yeah.
Right? Is that what you
Right, so be next
yeah,
year.
Pluto only gets to 2. I mean, I'm looking, you know, you're born on an eclipse, right? So when eclipses happen in the sky, they're big friggin' deals for you. And so the eclipse that we're having now is, you know, it activates it. And also, if you think back to the eclipse that we had in the fall of this year and last April. So your chart's very active right now with the eclipses because they're squaring your nodes. But I noticed the Saturn on your Jupiter in the 7th, where your chart, yeah. You're ready to your point, you're really ready to launch. And if we go back to 95, 96, you had a whole big life expansion then, which you're doing now. In 95, 96, you were 32. So it's a big deal. I mean, the 60s babies are really going to launch this year if they haven't already. But because of the, you know, you opened with your child being born, which is the sun in the 5th house, right? So this is a creative energy for you about let's go. And I think it looks really positive. You know, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is going to be at 21, trining your sun and your series. So you've got a real strong energy to launch and get stuff out there. But I also, that Saturn on your Jupiter right now is big because he's, right now Saturn and Jupiter are in a sextile. And they, you know, your Saturn and Jupiter talk to each other. So you want to really... This year is huge to get things out in the world. And Pluto's on your vertex this year, so important connections coming in to help you do this new chapter, which looks really good.
We have 60 seconds, so we're going to have to kind of launch up. And I would say also take good care of yourself this year because you are in such a transition that you're in metamorphosis and have to, you know, give yourself room to change into something else. I'm going to say goodbye now because we've only got seconds.
Thank you
this
so
is Heather
much.
Rowland Robbins. Good luck from Montana. And Mark?
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. And we'll catch you next week.
And Ann?
Bye, everybody. Have a good week. Remember the new moon and do a ritual on it. It's the 20 Pisces in your house. Your first, and whatever house is 20 Pisces. Yeah.
Okay.
Big shifts and changes. All right. Bye. Yeah.
Bye, Lou. Bye. All goes well. See you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
He's crying. No.